Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello, friends. Thanks for downloading the Sun Ranto Show. This is Danny Rocket, and I'm here to say that the reason you are getting this podcast, which was actually recorded back on January 6th, which was the day of the insurrection, you're getting this podcast today, it's because you're not a Patreon supporter. And it's so easy to become one because it's only a dollar a month or like $10 a year if you pay all at once. It's so easy. You go to patreon.com/sunranto, patreon.com/sunranto. You sign up for a dollar a month or more. You can do more. You get more with more. And then you get your own RSS feed that has no ads in it. Unlike this show, which has a lot of ads in it. So, thanks for downloading it. But please, join us. Patreon.com/sunranto. You're gonna love it. All the perks, you're gonna love it. I'm telling you. Just do it. Patreon.com/sunranto.
Cubby blue blood flowing through our veins. Sitting in the bleachers in the rain. We've shed a million tears and drank as many old style beers out at the game. Let's go, Cubby Sunranto.
With Michael.
Sunranto.
And Crawley.
Sunranto and the lovable loser. Sunranto.
With Michael.
Sunranto.
And Crawley.
Sunranto and the lovable losers. Sunranto.
You know, of all the things that have already gone wrong today, and you forget to unmute yourself, so we missed the sun. You, it just sounded like we just got the end. We got Unranto. We got Unranto tonight. I'm feeling very Unranto, so it's fitting, actually.
Well, you know what?
What?
In America today, nobody deserves the sun. It's well, just darkness and bleakness.
Yeah, darkness and bleakness and sadness. So, hey, join in the chat. we got lots to talk about. Lots of
Robert Sanchez. This may not be the one you want to listen to. Something other than the news to listen to. Hey, we got hot takes. All right,
yeah, no, we got hot takes for you tonight. I guess we should, before we get off the rails totally with talking about the events of today. We should get into some Boog talk. We got to get right. I can't.
Oh, let's talk. No, we need to talk about some Boogs.
Baby. Dude, you got so ratioed. But we're just going to start there.
Boogs. I did not get ratioed.
You got ratioed.
People were loving it.
Well, they were just like, dude, settle down. His name's freaking Boog. It's a nickname. And you're like, will never respect a man named Boog. And I'm like,
no,
we got bigger fish to fry in this world.
Right. But, you know, as we all know, there is much bigger fish to fry now. But come on. All the his name's Boog. The fucking there's
Boog.
A dude.
Boog.
Marquee Network.
And everybody said Boog.
Now you're definitely going to boog the Marquee Network.
Yeah, we'll be booging the Marquee Network for the next couple years. So here's what I was going to say before we get off the rails.
Ooh,
we were going to have Greg Hoss. I forget how to say his name. I should learn that. Greg Hoss. Two S's. I'm going Hoss. Greg Hoss from Growing Cubs Pod was going to come and talk about the new Yu Darvish teenagers, which I think is what we should call them. They're like a boy band to me, you know, like
I'm pretty sure the Cubs are starting a high school varsity team.
Yeah. Well, you know, they'll make all American, I'm sure. But Greg Hoss was going to come on. He's not going to, because we figured people weren't really in the mood to talk about like future either that or he was going to talk about like who our fifth starter might be from the minor leagues. And I was like, nobody wants to talk about that today. But what I want to talk about is that until Sunday night, the Ranter calendar will be available. And I'm going to drop a link here in the chat. I'm putting together a pretty interesting looking calendar, I'm telling you. I went to four games. No,
four.
Three. Four, well, more if you count spring training. So I actually do have pictures of the games. I got pictures of us, and I've got a lot of interesting pictures of stuff that happened in and around Wrigley Field this year, which weren't all completely baseball related, of course.
You probably went to more games than anyone not directly related with the Cubs, like who doesn't actually work for them or is on the team or something.
Well, like I live close to like Bleacher Jeff was going down there every day, and he was getting a ball thrown to him from the bullpen every single day. So he's got a collection of 2020 baseballs with stupid Manfred's signature on him. So like, you know, but he was ball hawking. So I went and hung out there a lot. Remember we did the, when John Benedict was doing he was playing the organ. You know, we were all down there. Sarah Sanchez was down there. We were all masked up, keeping our distance, even though we were outside. It was an interesting year. There were Black Lives Matter protests that happened down there. There was, they kept changing the marquee with different messages. Unfortunately, the marquee is one side of their mouth. And we'll talk a little bit tonight about Governor Pete Ricketts, which is the other side of their mouth. Frickin' dumbass's mouth. But anyway, the calendar is for sale. You can buy it at sunranto.com/calendar. It's $25. That includes shipping. And I will add this. If you are a Patreon supporter at the $10 level, I just give you the calendar. I order it for you and I send it to your house. So it's only.
These calendars are limited edition. They come out every year. If you get the whole set, I mean, Danny, you've been doing this 4 years, right?
Money.
Yeah. Nobody, I mean, you will not find a more sought after 2018 calendar than the Sun Ranto 2018 calendar.
Hey, look at this. I just so happen to have the 2020 calendar, which this is a real collector's edition. because this one, nothing happened in this calendar that we thought was going to happen.
So, that's like the Topps Ryan Sandberg card that I have that Topps isn't actually on the card.
Ooh.
So it's worth $1.24 or something.
This is literally the Billy Ripken fuckface of so yeah, but look at this. If I wrote in for September or October last year, if this September was like last September, welcome to the off season. If not, go Cubs. And like, how naive was I that I'd even be caring about like the off season or the playoffs?
Well, I mean, they made it to the off season. It was.
You mean the postseason?
Well, no, they made it to the off season because they didn't show up
to the postseason. Yeah,
they were off.
Jim asks, will I autograph your calendar? Sure. As long as you're not just trying to like pass bad checks in my name, but good luck with that too, because I'm a podcaster. The other thing I wanted to announce is I don't think, we're going to have a show next week unless you and Crawley want to do it without me because, Trapdoor Theater, which is the theater that my girlfriend, Nicole, a lot of you guys know her, that she runs and I do sound design for, we are putting on a Zoom play called Decomposed, and it's going to be next Thursday. So I'm going to be in Tech Week next week. I'm composing a bunch of original music, and I'm going to drop that link right now into the chat, and you can get tickets and attend for $15. So it's pretty cool. We got a lot of great actors that are working on it, and my music's pretty groovy, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I think the wife and I are going to sit on our couch and watch The Trapdoor.
Yeah, I mean, we do. I should explain what it is a little bit so you don't think you're going to just sit through all my sons. It's avant-garde, really eclectic, weird theater that we do. And this thing's only to like 20 minutes long, half hour, something like that. So it's short. And you know, it's filmed. It's basically like a live movie that we're kind of doing. I'm doing all the music live. I'm not playing it live. I'm, you know, engineering it live, and everything's happening live. All the shots are live. So
it is 100% the exact same thing as Grease Live and the what's the Jesus in the Technicolor Raincoat or whatever That is.
That's Rankum. Perfect.
But yeah, it's the exact same thing they do on ABC and NBC and shit like that. It's just Trapdoor. It'll be 100% the same.
Yeah, exactly. Except for really weird, and you won't be able to understand what's going on. But you'll be very entertained because it's cool. The last thing I want to mention is all the deaths. Not only the death. I say death and laugh. I'm such an asshole. But death is part of life. But no, we got that condolence jersey group. And I know a lot of you guys are, and that's on Facebook, the Mike Leonard condolences jersey. And the story behind that is Mike Leonard hated Kyle Schwarber a lot. He'd freak out about Kyle Schwarber. And then he quit and made a bunch of enemies on the Ranters page. And then his dad died. So we all pitched in together and we got him a Kyle Schwarber World Series jersey. And Mike Leonard's condolences jersey was born. It was the ultimate troll to a good friend of the show. And, you know, and
that was a beautiful jersey too. That was, it was
the gold one, the World Series jersey.
The pinstripe with the gold numbers on the back of it. Yeah. Schwarber. I mean, that's just so perfect for the guy. And he took it in, you know, all the good fun that we gave it to him. And he actually loves that jersey.
Yeah. So. Yeah. He doesn't, he still hates Schwarber, but, but he's glad he's not in the Cubs, but he loves the jersey.
There's been a lot of us that have hated Schwarber over the.
I love Schwarber. I'll never hate Schwarber because he dances for me. You know, if you're, I mean, he dances. I'll never forget. It's never going to happen again. I'm never going to see it because Quintana's gone too. But Quintana's walkout music was this, you know, like kind of wonderful, like, and he, for some reason, he seemed to pitch on Sundays a lot. I don't know if that, I'll have to look that up to see if he pitched on a lot of Sundays. But it'd be a day game, you know, and you just, it'd be out there and Schwarber be dancing. Because that's the, last year, that's the, all they did was day games, like on the Sundays usually. Like we were a lot more night games last year, so they could all get COVID tested and stuff. So anyway, not that I saw this last year either, but the Schwarber dancing to the salsa music was just absolutely entertaining, and I'll never forget him. But, well, here's my point. We have a death jersey group. We support each other when bad things happen, and we've had a lot of death lately. So I just kind of want to say a good friend of the show has come to a lot of Sun Ranto events like John Baker Day and stuff. But Mike Prasnowski, he lost his dad to COVID. He was sick for a long time. It really sucks. Mike was kind of documenting it on Twitter, and he was documenting it on Facebook, and just wear a fucking mask because the man is now dead. Only 64. Do you know what that means? That'd be dead in like fucking 18 years only.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So that sucks. And also we lost a ranter, Jason Hickel.
Yeah. Talk about a younger loss. This might be the first rancher we've lost.
Well, in this way. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Ranters dump us all the time, but that's not what I meant.
And I'm sure that the ranters are not the healthiest people in the world. So like, I imagine like we're kind of losing them. They're French people, but Jason, before he died recently, very nice 69 jokes on the ranchers page. It's what we're all about in there. So thanks for being a part of it. And I did managed to get Jason's Jason's parents' address, so I'm gonna send them a card on the Sun Ranto show's behalf of condolence. And also, man, people are so generous, and this is kind of what I want to say. Nearly $800, and I really struggled with what to post because, you know, it's right after Christmas. There's a pandemic going on. People are, you know, hurting right now financially. Some people aren't, and I get that. So I'm like, well, how do I want to put this? Because I want to just, you know, Dave Kaplan's mom's died recently. I want to send a condolence to him. He's a ranter through and through. We know that now, you know. He invented a new way to end the show. Spook Hog! Oh, no, we got to end the show.
Damn, oh, could it be Boogkaw? I don't know.
No, we're not getting it. Well, boog backwards is goop. So like, I already thought of that, but no. And the last person I want to mention is Eric Strand's mom, Arlene, who's Dawn Strand, been friends with her for a long time. Eric comes to a lot of events, has supported everything. caroled, Christmas caroled, Cubs Miss caroled with us, and he just lost his mom after like a long battle with Alzheimer's. So we're going to be giving, we raised nearly $800. So I struggled with how to post and, you know, to say, hey, let's try to do something for all these people, because it's overwhelming to have like these four deaths of people that are in your community all at the same time. And I'm not a church. You know what I mean? So I don't want to be like, hey, everybody Venmo me, you know, $5 and I'll do something. But you did way more than that. People sent as much as $100.
Yeah.
And I know it, you know, it's something that I don't mind doing because I think it's community building. And as Cub fans, especially on a day like today, where you see the disunity in our country, I'm not going to walk away from something that actually builds community with it amongst people of different political persuasions, I might add. Right. You know, I think ranters lean left. Well, they do now, especially since I kicked a couple of bozos out. But, there are definitely people that are on the political spectrum within our, as Cubs fans and people that we might know on Facebook that root for the Cubs that aren't necessarily, you know, we're different people. So I'm going to try to keep people together, but thank you. We raised nearly $800. I'm going to give to all the charities. There's like an animal charity for Jason, there's Alzheimer's or a hospice charity. I'm gonna have to ask Mike what he would like. I haven't even contacted Mike about it yet, but everybody's gonna get something. And then I think and Johnny's dad, I should mention too, he's part of this as well. Our Nationals fan friend. But anyway, I'm very sorry. For everybody's losses. And if anything, we can just, you know, here's our motto at Mike Leonard's condolences jersey: fuck death. Yeah. Here's a shirt. I mean, that's pretty much all we can do, is just offer you a sense of community and a sense of belonging to something that's not the stupid fucking Proud Boys that are like overrunning the Capitol because they fucking believe in QAnon or some shit. Like, we are trying to this positive push, as Brody would say.
Right. We're putting out love into the universe by, you know, supporting our friends, supporting people we may not actually know in real life, but we have, you know, interacted with you for years. The Sun Ranto Ranters are definitely a very great community, and they've shown over and over and over. I can't even describe how generous these people have been.
$800 dude. $800, that's a lot of money. I mean, for me, I was like, I'm gonna give $50 to everybody's charity, maybe I can raise about $200. You know, like, I'm thinking it's after the holidays, people be given, you know, I can get 20 people to give $10 is what my brain is saying. $800.
Yeah,
that's overwhelming. That's a shit ton of money. $5,000 to Levante last year, or in the summer.
We've never kept track, but we're, you know, into the we've got to be into the 20s.
We're in the 20s of
the amount of money that we've put out. And this is not.
But that's all of us. Like, that's me.
This is not Ricketts money.
Yeah.
These are not people with Ricketts money. These are not people with, I don't know, with minor league contract money.
With a lot of disposable income. And that's why I felt bad about even making a post. But you know who gives the most is people who we've given stuff to because their parents died before. And it's just like, I feel bad, but like, you know, we gave you one thing worth like $75. And ever since then, you've given like $400, you know, back to other people that have lost people. And it's just like, it's a, you know, I started that Cubs church on Facebook too as a joke, you know, to meet him, because you live now at a place that has an actual physical church in your backyard. I was like, oh, we could do something with this, make a non for profit. But honestly, I think we're heading in that direction, you know, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you everybody that gave to that, and you should join it. So I'm going to drop that link as well for Facebook group for Mike Leonard condolences jersey. And so Cub stuff. fuck Pete Ricketts. Fuck him with the chainsaw. What a piece of shit. The Cubs owners. And I'm going to start here because it's going to lead us to a more prescient conversation about what's going on today. But Pete Ricketts and the Ricketts family is part of the problem that is ultimately what we got today, which was a bunch of asshole middle-aged dudes that look exactly like you and me storming through police barricades, sometimes with help from the police, in fact, which is what we talked about all summer long with our anti, you know, defund the police and you know, Black Lives Matter and that movement that we've been trying to support on this show as well through Lost Boys. But like, we watched a lot of the police be complicit today. We watch, and this is the shit that Todd Ricketts, owner of the Chicago Cubs, directly is fundraising to basically purport all over the country. Like, he wants this movement, this Trumpism, to spread. He wants this insurrection, and our owners are complicit, which makes us, in my opinion, complicit as Cub fans to support their product.
The wait is finally over. Football is in full effect, playoffs, and the NBA is back. Now, you might not be at the game this year, but you can still be in on all the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. BetOnline gives you more options to wager than any place online. So head to BetOnline today and use promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. And we thank BetOnline for sponsoring the Sun Ranto Show.
Yeah, it is really hard. We spent many years not liking the owners of this team. I mean, before the Ricketts, right? Because it was the Tribune Company or, you know, PK Wrigley that didn't do anything. But we didn't like them because of how they ran the team. Now, we don't like the Ricketts because of how they run the team either, but they are also
Get a World Series championship. I'll give them that. Like, you know, that was pretty good. Like,
well, but now, what have you done for me lately?
Oh, yeah. I feel the same way. Since. Listen, they fucked up the team. I blame Theo more than I blame the Ricketts for the Cubs getting fucked up. I do. I really do. I think Ricketts Ricketts let Theo. He's, you know, smartest guy in the room syndrome. They're all complicit. But what Ricketts does on the side, as the billionaire owner of the Cubs, is what I have a problem with. I've got no, you know, Ricketts, he's not cheap. He did spend $220 million freaking dollars last year on a baseball team. Can he spend more?
Yes. Well, he didn't want to, though. He for sure didn't want to.
Theo fucked it up. I'm just saying. That's my opinion.
You're right. I mean, Theo made some bad moves, but I don't know. I think there's plenty of blame to go around in that. I think that Theo made some bad moves, and then he got even more hamstrung when the Ricketts told him, "You don't get any money now. Now do it. Now do it like you're the general manager of the Rays." And he couldn't shift the gears that quickly.
Yeah.
Pete Ricketts, douchebag. Totally, he's. And this is the thing. This is the lack of understanding of this pandemic is pandemic within this sort of side of the world, where if somebody is an undocumented worker.
Yeah. Well, let me put it up. I'll put up the tweet that I saw, because my good friend Ken Schultz, he wrote, "The only injection Pete Ricketts supports is a lethal one." And I was like, oh, savage. What is he talking about? Then it was like, Governor Ricketts of Nebraska will block undocumented immigrants from getting the vaccine. And then I'm like, so I click on it. Governor Ricketts of Nebraska will block undocumented immigrants from getting the vaccine. When he visited Chicago last month, Surgeon General Jerome Adams said the federal government has no restrictions whatsoever on who can and who cannot get the vaccine based on documentation status. But Ricketts is going, you know, this isn't even a federal guideline. This is him personally saying all these meatpacking employees that
rich people hire them because they're undocumented. they have no rights to fight for higher wages or safe working conditions or anything like that. So they hire them because they can kind of do what they want with those workers while paying them very little.
Yeah, they're getting nothing. It's a dangerous job. I've been through Nebraska, and you do see these meat plants, and you do drive by trucks that are full of, you know, chickens smashed into cages. And, like, you know, that is our food supply. I've been to stockyards and stuff like that in Omaha, in fact, you know, outside. And, you know, it's and you look at, you know, what Pete is suggesting, which is that a certain part of the population – just won't be vaccinated. It doesn't even make any fucking sense. You're trying to stop the pandemic. The virus does not give a fuck where you were born. Doesn't care at all.
So, your paperwork will not keep you from getting the virus.
Yeah. So you're telling me that, oh, well, fuck those undocumented people. They just go home and get their shot. And you're like, oh, really? So then who's going to work at the meatpacking plants? And then you have people – they already did, by the way. They already did drop dead at the meatpacking plants, and nobody said anything because they're like, ah, oh, those people. You know what I mean? And Pete Ricketts loves to those people, because that's what he literally said this summer to about black people. Oh, those people. You know, he doesn't consider himself the same as a not the undocumented worker or a person of color. He doesn't. He is above it all, and he wants to be president as well.
Yeah, they are not humans to him.
No.
Apparently.
They are disposable human beings. And, you know, it makes it really hard. I see in the chat, Lil Yumper says, I refuse to give money to the Ricketts due to the way they lie about money. However, the family with the racist emails, support for a fascist, and handling of social issues makes me think they are shit.
And this, unfortunately, you want so much to cheer for your team, the team that we've loved all of our lives. And then this stink is, you know, part of it, you know, and there's a huge bunch of people out there who can, you know, put that in a box somewhere. You know, the stick to sports fucking assholes who think that there's a way that sports and politics and, you know, civilization are not intertwined. Somehow they have a box in their house and the things only exist in that box, nowhere else.
Yeah. Well, you could separate it out and, you know, I can watch the game out of my own entertainment. And I can see the point of that too. I feel that way too. Crawley said it last week. I've been a Cub fan longer than Tom Ricketts has been a Cub fan. So go fuck yourself. It's my team, not yours. You might own it, but it's mine. You know, I'm not going to let you take that too. I get that, you know, but I'm not going to give you a goddamn dime either. I will go pay $250 to sit on the rooftop that we watch, because that not a dime of that goes. Well, actually, a little bit does go. That 18.
No, they have to pay him something.
Yeah. They got to give him something. But, you know, but honestly, like.
Well, I pirate the marquee.
Yeah, so pirate.
I get my fucking money, asshole.
You pirate their shit. You listen for free. I'm a full advocate of stealing from the Ricketts. There, I am. Now we're gonna get canceled by the FCC because good thing we're not on TV. We're on YouTube. So, in fact, I had a TFC. I'm gonna do it now. This happened to me today because I tweeted out, destroying the Republican Party means that Trump's presidency was actually successful. And the Cubs way, or the Cub way, actually, said, stick to music and not politics, lib. He went on to call me a snowflake, predictably, later on. But I just said, you know, the unfollow button is right there, honey pie. And I blew him a kiss. Because, you know, I'm spreading love. Like, this is – I don't need – this shit, like, and first of all, I was kind of disappointed that he said stick to music, although it's nice. I'd rather be known for music than sports, but, like, I feel bad about how little music I do sometimes, you know? Like, I'm always talking about the Cubs. I should be, you know, practicing.
Hey, you wrote 24 Christmas songs.
Yeah, I did. I did do that, yeah, but, you know, that was, like, last week. It wasn't this week.
Right.
I'm just like tweeting at
you
fools
want
like
me, you want me to go back and give Ricketts credit for something they did in 2016, but you're not giving yourself credit for what you did last week.
I hold myself to higher standards than those bastards. You know what I mean?
As well you should.
Yeah. So anyway, so who do you think is going to be the backup catcher? Now the Caratini's gone. I can't. I don't want to talk about that.
I want to.
Can you be a fan? Can you be a fan? Can you continue?
Can I be a fan? It is becoming harder and harder because of all of this stuff. But like you said, with what Crawley said last week and what you're saying, the team is ours. We have to remember that. The team is not the Ricketts. The Ricketts get all the money, but it's our team. You know, without us, they have nothing.
Boog, boog.
But you know, but it really is. It's our team, and it's almost like right now they're that shitty uncle at Thanksgiving.
That your mom's, you know, like, well, he's my brother, and I have to love him.
Yeah, like, well, and you know he's coming, and you know he shows up, and you got to talk to him or whatever, and you're like,
yeah, he racist jokes, drops the N-word, leaves.
Well, no. He's on his best behavior.
That is my uncle's best behavior. You should see his first.
When you're around him, and then as soon as you're gone, you see him on Facebook spouting dumb shit, and you're like, oh yeah, that's who he is. Even though he's nice to me when I'm there, when I'm in Wrigley and I'm enjoying myself and all this stuff, like he's nice to me when we're together. But when I'm gone, I can't help but see he's a horrible human. That's how I feel about the Ricketts right now and about the Cubs. Like
until I see, cause these fuckers will turncoat too. Like, I know the dad, ideologically, Joe Ricketts, is, like, basically...
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match. With Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
I want to tell you a story. It's a story about a scandal, broken relationships, gossip, rumors, money, corporate rivalry, and a broom. A performance-enhancing broom. My name is John Cullen. I'm a comedian, podcaster, and for 20 years, I was a semi-professional curler. And I want to tell you the story about how a single broom almost imploded the 500-year-old sport of curling.
We felt like we were bringing a knife to a gunfight.
It's the story of a superstar and his fall from grace.
Well, I was being dragged through the mud.
It's the story of two brother entrepreneurs with a dream.
I said, that's great news.
It's a story of intrigue.
I still don't understand why we want to keep his name secret.
The full story has never been told, so I'm going to tell it. Broomgate, how a broom almost killed curling.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
To listen to Broomgate, search for Broomgate in your favorite podcast app. That's all one word, Broomgate.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. it's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day.
So what makes a life a good one?
In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Rush Limbaugh, like a Rush Limbaugh mixed with like the Wendy's guy, because he doesn't even kind of look like the Wendy's guy, Dave Thomas. He does. So he's kind of like a mix between Rush Limbaugh. They're just a big fat old guy, and it's like a type. He is probably the worst of them. Pete Ricketts is basically the Donald Trump Jr. to his dad of the situation. Just a real ass kiss. You know what I mean? Eric Trump is just an idiot. So, like, there's your Todd. And they're just like, you know, but Todd's sneaky, though, because Todd, and this really pisses me off. It wasn't, people say stick to sports. You know, they didn't. The Ricketts don't. They want it all. They want their sports team. They want to be beloved in a Democratic city, by the way. Like, we're more blue here. We're union. Like, this is Democrat, like, with a big old D up your butt. You know what I mean? Like over here, because it's a union thing. You know, it's a machine thing. We're the worst part of what Democrats can be, in fact. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the primary is Democrat versus Democrat here. Like, we don't even have choices. We are already an oligarchy or a machine politics situation. But these assholes want to be the Kennedys, and they want to have their little baseball team, and they want everybody to love them in the Democratic city, but they can't do that and be a part of incredibly inflammatory partisan politics in such a direct way. A governor of a state, like, refusing mask mandates, like, now I've got an opinion about my owner's mask mandates that the Mets don't have that problem.
Yeah.
The Angels don't have that problem.
You don't want us to talk about politics, but when we see Pete Ricketts pop up in our, you know, in our Twitter timelines, because we follow Ricketts on, you know, on Twitter and all, and yeah, all the different social media,
we need to be outraged.
Yeah.
It's true. Cause we know, cause he's not even he's nobody that we'd like. We don't share his politics at all. And some people that are on here right now maybe do.
No, I'm saying he pops up because we write Ricketts. We write things in, you know, and the algorithm hates us. Like, we bitch about the Ricketts. You would hope the algorithm would say, well, then let's not show them Ricketts. But every time they see Ricketts, they're like, oh, they want more Ricketts.
Yeah, which we do. We kind of do want to rip on it. But, like, especially on this show. But, you know, that's the problem I have is, like, they did not divest themselves. They want it all. They want us to love them, and they also want to do really horrible things for humanity at the same time. People would have told me that Tom Ricketts himself is more liberal than, well, obviously, Peter Todd. And then you also have the lesbian sister, but don't buy that for a second. Not the lesbian part, but, like, don't buy don't buy that, like, you know, that, you know, just because.
You heard it here on the Sun Ranto show. Danny Rocket questions
her sexuality
on the show.
Yeah, no, she should go to one of those, you know, those clinics where they turn you back straight.
Oh, I'm sure they've tried.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure the rest of the family have, you know, just drops those flyers when they're over at Christmas. You know, they just leave one in the bedroom or something so she finds it later.
Yeah, right before they play that game. What was the game? Democracy? Or no, of course it wasn't Democracy. It was something like that, though. Remember?
No, I think it was because you sent me that game.
Diplomacy.
Diplomacy, yeah.
You obviously play it a lot. You don't even know the freaking name.
I looked at that game and I'm like, oh my God, I don't have the next 12 years to learn to play this game.
Yeah, well, the Rickets obviously have lots of time on their hands because they have billions of dollars and they still won't even buy some decent backup catcher, these bastards. But, you know, that's what I'm saying. It's like I have to really think about how I want to participate and in what capacity I'm willing to even participate in any of this, you know, and, you know, obviously, I've got no power to bring it down from the inside. I can't get them to sell the team, but I can guarantee that if the team were to be sold, I could probably inspire
a million
Cub fans to buy the team from them. Because
wouldn't it be amazing if the Ranters could buy the Cubs?
Yeah. Well, we don't even have the money to pool. Like, we got $800 in a death jersey group. But hey, that's tip of the iceberg. I mean, it's all about. But what if the fans own the Cubs? I mean, it's not unprecedented. The Green Bay Packers are owned by their fans.
They're the only team. I don't like Green Bay, obviously, because I'm a Bears fan. But I do like how the organization is owned by the public and has been since their inception. They sell stock in them. Basically, yeah. And then they get votes on shit and whatever. I don't know. You know, they aren't listening to the fans. They ask the fans, they're like, would you like a little bit lighter shade of green for our uniform this year? No? Okay, we're not going to change anything.
We're not going to change it. Well, exactly. They'd probably let them vote on stupid shit. But let's say they are actually worth $3 billion, which is, you know, three times. Well, I can't even get that high.
Okay, so $3 billion. If you're trying to figure out what $3 billion is, if you have $1 million, you need $1,000 million to get to $1 billion. So you need $1 million 3,000 times.
Well, and well, or if you think about it this way, you need 1 million Cubs fans, which there are way more than that, to all think it would be a good investment to buy one share of the Cubs or multiple shares of the Cubs for $3,000 a share. Now, if I had an investment that I bought 10 years ago and tripled in value, I'd be feeling pretty damn good about my investment, wouldn't you?
Oh, but we'd be buying – Danny,
we'd be buying
at the top of the fucking market right now, because I can tell you right now, the universal DH is going to fucking kill the league. The runner on second is going to kill the league.
Yeah, because young people just love watching pitchers hit. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Michael.
No. No, but it's not going to slow the game down. That's the problem. It's actually going to make the game longer. That's their big bitch. And the one guy that they know they can get out all the fucking time, they're just going to take that dude out of the lineup anyway. So that's gonna hurt it pretty soon. They're just not even going to have divisions. They're going to let every fucking team into the playoffs. You know, it's going to be like the NFL now and the NHL and the NBA. 16 teams get in. And then who gives a shit about the 162 games that they just played? Well, nobody cares anymore. They are ruining the game. So buying a share of baseball right now, this is the apex. I think it's all going down.
Yeah, but it's like housing. It'll always go back up with inflation at the very least. I love that.
Can I short baseball somehow? I feel like going in on shorting baseball.
No, but that's what it would take, though. If let's say the team was actually worth $3 billion,